1 Samuel, chapter 1. 1 Samuel, chapter 1. Last week we looked at the purposes of God, and God had purposed to bring a son into the world, or a man-child into the world, a boy into the world, and that was Samuel. And he used this little girl named Hannah to bring him into the world, this young lady named Hannah to bring him into the world. And Samuel is going to be a priest to the Lord. And the reason he needs a priest, and the reason he wants to bring a priest into the world, is because of the current priest named Eli. Eli has two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, and they should be the ones who would succeed Eli in the priesthood, but they are men of Belial. They are spiritually worthless men. And as we go through the book of 1 Samuel, you'll see that they care nothing for the Lord. They care nothing for the sacrifices of the Lord. They care nothing for the temple worship of the Lord. And God is not going to allow them to succeed Eli. And so he's going to bring Samuel into the world. And Samuel is going to be one of those supernatural births. Hannah could not have children, and God graciously allowed her to have children. And that's what we looked at last week. The purpose of God in bringing Samuel into this world. And now Hannah has made a vow that she would give this son back to the Lord, the son Samuel. She went to the temple. She was there. She vowed a vow to the Lord and said, "Lord, if you'll give me a son, I'll give it back to you. And he's going to be a Nazarite." She said that he won't cut his hair. And that's a Nazarite vow. If you're a Nazarite, don't cut your hair. And so she's going to give him back to the Lord. It's going to be a sacrifice. And so that's what the message is about this morning, is about sacrifice. Sacrifice, about giving back to the Lord. And I like to say this up front, no sacrifice that you make is going to make you saved. It's not going to give you any favor with the Lord as far as salvation is concerned. It doesn't matter how good of a life that you live, how much you sacrifice, how much you give, that's not, you don't get saved that way. That's not salvation. And so when we go through this and we're speaking about sacrifice and speaking about giving, don't misunderstand and say, "Well, the Lord's going to love me more if I sacrifice or I do this or I do that." No, it's not that way. We sacrifice and we give because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, because we are saved. We sacrifice and give because of our salvation. It comes from that. And so in verse number 28, Hannah says, "Therefore also have I lent him to the Lord." She says, "I've lent him to the Lord." And so that's what I want to preach to you about this morning. I have lent him to the Lord. So before we read the scriptures, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon us. We thank you, God, that we can be here. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the sacrifice that he made 2,000 years ago on the cross for us. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of being able to be here, for the blessing of brothers and sisters in Christ, for those who give of their time and those who give of their talents and just minister to us. We're thankful for those people. We're thankful this morning that we serve a risen Savior. We're thankful this morning for the Holy Spirit of God that regenerates us and gives us life. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit of God that convicts us and shows us the right way. We pray that you would help us this morning to learn something from you. We pray that the Holy Spirit would be our guide and would be our teacher. Pray that you give me the words to speak and show us what we need to learn. You know the hearts of each and every person here. You know what people are struggling with and what they're going through. So, Father, we pray that you would deal in those situations and those hearts. And we'll thank you for it, Lord. We love you and pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse number 28 is what we'll start reading, and we'll read down to the end of the chapter. And Hannah has already had Samuel. She's already had Samuel. So that's where we enter in at the reading of God's Word. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. Well, there's Elkanah, and he's giving a vow as well at the temple. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him, only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshipped the Lord there. There we have the story, and Hannah has gone up after she had weaned the child, and she brought a sacrifice. It says they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. She also brought an ephah of flour and a bottle of wine for a sacrifice to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And she brings the child to the Lord, and she presents him there before the Lord. And she said, Lord, because you have answered my prayers and because you have been gracious to me, I'm going to give Samuel back to the Lord. Our text there, it says, I have lent him to the Lord. Lent. I've lended him to the Lord. It fits perfectly, that wording there. I have lent him to the Lord. Lend means to give or to lend or to dedicate. And so if you were to lend something to somebody else, you would give that to that person for their purposes and for their uses. You'd give that to them. Now, you're not going to relinquish the ownership of the item. If I was to loan something to you, I still own it legally. It's mine. But I'm going to give it to you so you can use it for whatever you want to use it for. But I still own the item, and you can use it as long as you want to. As long as it's in your possession, you can use that. And it could be of service to you or to somebody else, but I'm going to lend it to you, and I'm going to let you borrow it. I'm not going to charge you anything for it. It's free. I'm just going to let you borrow it. And Hannah was doing this, and this is her mindset. She's doing this because she wants to. He's still her son. She hasn't said, well, I'm giving up my rights to Samuel. No, he's still her son, but she's lending him to the Lord. She knows that the Lord needs him for something, and so she dedicates Samuel to the Lord. I'd like to ask you this morning, would you be willing to give back to the Lord something that God has given you? Would you be willing, if God needed something or you saw a need, that God needed something, not that he needs anything, but would you be willing to be used by God in his service? Unfortunately, I believe that many times because of our sinful nature, we just don't want to give back to God. And Christians many times can be some of the most unsacrificial people, and it not be that way. Many times you and I, we're just not willing to give back to God the things that he's given to us. Many times we're not willing to give money to the Lord. We just don't want to give now to the Lord. Now, even though all of the money that you have and all of the goods that you have came from God, many times we just want to be stingy. We don't want to give back. We don't want to give to others. We don't want to give to our local church. We don't want to give to the poor for the glory of God. I want to keep all those things for me, even though God is the one who gave you all of those things. Many times we don't want to give our talents. God has blessed you with some kind of talent. And by the way, everyone has some kind of talent. May not know what it is, but many times we don't want to give that talent to the Lord. We don't want to use those things to bless others with our talents, even though God has given you that ability. You don't want to give them back. Many times we're not willing to sacrifice our time. God has given us time. All of the days in your life and all of the years of your life is only because of the gracious hand of God. And God has given those things to us, but so much of our time is just wasted. We don't give them back to the Lord. Our time is just way too valuable, and I can't sacrifice. I can't give back those things. Those are just three things that God has given to us. We could name other things. Those are just general things that God's given to us. And many times we don't want to sacrifice. We don't want to give. But here's Hannah, and she says, I'm giving my son back to the Lord. Now, why did Hannah sacrifice her son, and why should you and I be willing to sacrifice some things that are so valuable? I mean, you'd think that a child was valuable, wouldn't you? Well, why did she sacrifice these things? What was it about Hannah that made her willing to sacrifice her son? Well, the first thing that I saw that made Hannah different or made Hannah sacrifice or was the reason why was because Hannah was already in the habit of sacrificing to the Lord. She had already made it a habit of sacrificing to the Lord. What has taken up most of the narrative of this chapter thus far? Sacrifice. You've been going to the temple yearly and sacrificing to the Lord. There's a habit there, a pattern there. And then she's already sacrificing to the Lord. We find in verse number 3 that Elkanah, her husband, goes up yearly to sacrifice to the Lord. And there she is in the temple, and she's praying, and she's willing already to sacrifice to the Lord. She's making a vow to the Lord, and she says, Lord, if you just give me a son, and I'll give him back. Eli sees her praying there as well. But verse number 19, we find that they rise up early in the morning to go and worship the Lord. So Hannah is willing to give the best part of her day to the Lord. She's willing to give no problem sacrificing sleep. She's already sacrificing. And then verse number 21, Elkanah again, going up yearly to sacrifice and vow to the Lord. And they bring a bullock and a bottle of wine and an ephah and all of these things to the Lord. But then it comes down to her son. And that's a big sacrifice. That's a little bit different than a cow or a bull. That's a little bit different than a bottle of wine. Hannah's but ready to make the biggest sacrifice of her life. Now, think about this. This is Hannah's first son. This is her first child. This is her first experience of having a child of any kind. It's not like she's already had three or four kids and she's got some back there at home, and so it won't be as bad of a sacrifice. No, it's her first one. It's her only son. And she sacrifices and dedicates her first son. Think about the first time that you had a kid. Would you be willing, having not had kids before, having not had that experience before, saying, you know what? As soon as he's ready, I'm going to give him away. Well, that'd be pretty tough. But here's Hannah, and she does it. She gives to the Lord because she already has a habit of sacrificing. You know, if you and I are going to be sacrificial to our Savior in the big things of life, or when the big trials come in our life, you and I are going to have to make a daily habit of sacrificing to the Lord all the time. You're going to have a habit first. Now you think about the Apostle Paul. We know how the Apostle Paul died. The Apostle Paul died by having his head severed from him by the Emperor Nero. And when he got to that point in his life, he says, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. I'm ready. I'm ready to give the ultimate sacrifice to the Lord. But if you go back and read Paul's writings, you'd find out that he was sacrificing daily. He says, I die daily. And he was giving his body as a living sacrifice to the Lord long before it came to the physical sacrifice that he had to make to God. He had a habit of sacrifice. When Jesus Christ was speaking to his disciples, do you know what he said? He says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, in Luke chapter 9 and verse number 23, daily and follow me. You must make a habit of sacrificing every single day. Sacrificing is not just for Sunday. Sacrificing is 7 days a week, and it must be something that we do every day of the week, not just one day a week. Now, I'd like to mention this to you. Most professing Christians, and here we have Hannah sacrificing or giving her son, dedicating her son to the Lord, giving her son to the Lord. But most professing Christians won't dedicate their children to the Lord because they haven't dedicated themselves yet to the Lord. It's been said by many, especially in today's society and things that are going on today, that we're headed for rough times as Christians. We're headed for hard days. There's going to be some persecution coming for the church of God in the near future. I don't know if that's true. I hope not. Nobody here wants to be persecuted. But it's been said, and a lot of people are saying this. A lot of Christians are saying this. And we don't know. I don't know whether persecution's coming or not. But if it does come, are you and I going to be ready? Are we going to be willing to sacrifice when that day comes, when the real persecution comes? I'm afraid that too many Christians are not ready for that day when it comes. You know why not? Because they don't sacrifice now when it's easy. They don't sacrifice now. They don't do the basic activities when it's easy, and they've never made it a habit of sacrificing. Jeremiah spoke about this in Jeremiah 12:5. He says, if thou hast run with the footmen, if thou hast run with the human footmen, and they have wearied thee, what you going to do when the horses come? The stronger ones come. Christians, how are Christians going to sacrifice today in America when they won't attend church? How are Christians going to sacrifice today when they won't pray? How will they sacrifice today if they won't read the Bible and they won't give? How will Christians sacrifice whenever the hard times come, whenever the persecution really comes, and they don't pursue holiness and righteousness today, and they don't have a habit of sacrifice? They're not going to. They're not going to. But Hannah did. You know why? It was a habit. She had a habit of sacrifice. She was willing to dedicate the ultimate and give it to the Lord. She not only did it because she had a habit of sacrifice, but because of a gracious God. A gracious God. Now, we should have put this first. God should always be first. But she was going to sacrifice to the Lord because she realized that God was a gracious God. Verse number 27 says, for this child I pray, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. She said, you know the reason why I'm giving Samuel back to God? It's because God gave him to me. And God was a gracious God. And she realized, therefore, because God is a gracious God, I'm going to give him back. We don't see Hannah asking for more. We don't see Hannah asking God to give her something else. She says, no, what God has given to me, I will give him back. We see the mentality of Hannah. She doesn't have this mentality that God was obligated to give her a son. She doesn't believe that God owed her something. She said, man, God's been good to me, and I'm going to give him back. Hannah didn't have the mindset of most American women, American men and women today, where they believe that God is owed, God owes them something. And sadly, most Christians today, well, God owes me certain things, and I have a right to it. Hannah didn't have the entitlement attitude, well, look, I'm a woman, I deserve to have kids, I have to have kids. No, she says, Lord, if you'll allow me, please give me some kids. She didn't have the entitlement mentality. that most Americans have today. Now, if she would have had that mentality, if she would have had the mentality, look, I'm owed something. I have a right to something. I have a right to kids. Do you think she would have been willing to give back to the Lord? She wouldn't have. But since she has this attitude that, look, Lord, you are gracious to me, I'm going to give him back to you. She didn't have that mentality. Why give back to God what he owes you when what you have is rightfully yours to begin with? You know, some of the wealthiest people in the world, some of the richest people in the world, are some of the most giving people in the world. Not all of them, but many of them. You know why? They know that their communities are the ones who put them where they're at. They give back to their communities. They give to charities. They build hospitals. They build all of these things to give back to the communities, because they know that their communities are the ones that gave them that success. And they're grateful and thankful. One thing that I don't notice, or one thing that I haven't seen, is they never give back to the Lord, though. They never acknowledge God in anything. You know why? Most of them don't believe in God, for one thing. And they don't give back to the Lord. They don't sacrifice or attribute any of their wealth to the Lord. And there's people in this world today that never give back to God because they have that entitlement mentality. Look, God, you owe me something. I'm entitled to it. I have the right to it. And that's some of the most stingiest people in the world are those who don't recognize, look, God has given me everything that I have. And Christians are just as guilty sometimes as the unsaved. They believe God owes them something. And sad to say, professing Christians can be some of the most unthankful, stingiest people. They know, but it ought not be that way. Christians ought to be some of the most thankful, sacrificial people on the face of the planet. Why? Because we realize that God is gracious and he's given us everything that we have. You know why we ought to emphasize? And here's Hannah, and she sees that God has been gracious, given her this son. She's willing to give him back to the Lord. But you know why we ought to emphasize grace so much? Well, for one thing, it's all throughout the Bible. When you get to God, man, our God is a gracious God, and he's given us so much. That's why we ought to emphasize grace so much. It's there from Genesis to Revelation. But it keeps us from having that entitlement mentality. Like, man, God owes me something. God must give me this. And we get that mentality, that self-righteousness comes in, and then comes unthankfulness, unholiness, unrighteousness, and we just develop the wrong kind of mindset and the wrong kind of attitude. And you know what that affects? That affects the fruit in our lives. We don't bring the fruit like we ought to. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Colossae in his opening lines. He says, you heard the word of God. You heard the gospel. And it brought forth fruit in your life. Do you know why it brought forth fruit in your life? Because you knew the grace of God in truth. Now, he didn't say you knew the grace of God plus all of these things that you have added to the gospel. No, it is just the grace of God given to you. It wasn't anything about you. You know what bears fruit in our lives? Grace. Grace bears fruit in our lives. So Hannah gives back to God. Why? Gives Samuel back to God. Why? She realizes God gave him to her. She realizes that God is a gracious God. And if you don't realize the grace of God, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what's wrong with a lot of Christianity today and a lot of America today. They've just got that entitlement mentality. They're not going to sacrifice for the Lord. They're not going to give back to God. Why? I'm on equal footing with God. Everything I have, I've worked hard for. I'm not going to acknowledge God in anything. Then we'll give back to God. We must realize that God is a gracious God. And Hannah gave back to the Lord because of habit, because of grace, and because of faith and a good return from the Lord. She gives back Samuel back to the Lord. And you know what she was thinking? I believe she was thinking, God can do so much more with Samuel than I ever could, and I'm giving him back to the Lord. She was expecting a good return on her investment. Boy, did you know the things that you give to God and I give to God, He can do so much more with them than you ever could or I ever could. We see a big display of faith from Hannah. Big display, I did see, anyway. You know why? For one thing, I can see that Hannah can't see the future. She doesn't know what God is going to do with Samuel. She doesn't know what God is going to do with her life. She doesn't know the future of what's going to happen, but she says, yes, God, I will give him to you. And I believe, God, that you will do what's right and what's best and what will bring you the most glory. I'll give it back to you. She had faith. She believed. She believed that God would keep his word. She believed that God would keep his promises. She didn't know the future. You know, you and I, we don't know the future. We don't know what's going to happen. Just give it anyway. Just sacrifice anyway. And I also see that Hannah didn't hesitate. As soon as the child was weaned, the Bible says. She didn't wait till he was 18, 19 years old. Look, I need some time with my son. I'm going to raise him for a little while. I'm going to teach him a few things. I'm going to have some time with my son, and then I'll give him. No, she says, right away, as soon as he's ready, I'm taking him. How old was he? 2, 3, 4, maybe? Something like that. Not very old. She didn't hesitate. She had great faith. I don't know if I'd be ready to do that or not. But she made a vow, and she kept her vow right away. You know, some of the great people of faith in the scriptures are those who are not hesitant. They always go right away. And we see what the Lord did with Samuel. Samuel was a great judge in Israel. Samuel was there during some of the most crucial times in Israel's history. There is Samuel. Why? Because a little young maiden had a child and she gave him to the Lord. And she says, I think the Lord can do a lot more with this boy than I could. And she gave him back. You know, many times you and I, we won't give anything back to the Lord. Christians won't give their lives to the Lord. Christians are not willing to give their children to the Lord. Not willing to give their time to the Lord. Not willing to sacrifice their families or their finances or any of those things. But yet God has given us all of those blessings. They all come from the hand of God. But we're not willing to give them. You know why? We're afraid of what God's going to do with them. We're afraid of what kind of return we might get on our investment. You think, man, I could do so much more with the stuff that I got instead of giving it to the Lord. Not willing to trust the Lord with the things that you have. I don't know if you've ever, I'm sure each and every one of you have loaned something out before. I've loaned things out before. You know what I hate? When I get that thing back and it's in worse condition than when I got it. I didn't take care of the stuff that I gave them. Or even worse, they don't give it back. And it just makes me apprehensive next time. Look, I'm not even going to loan them anything next time. But you and I must know and we must realize that the things that you give back to God, He can do so much more than what you or I could have. He's going to do such beautiful things with what you give him. Wonderful things with what you give him. You think about when Jesus fed the 5,000. There was a need there. People are hungry. Jesus tells his disciples, look, go and buy some food. Let's feed all of these people. They went and they found a little boy that had a sack lunch. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Designed for one boy for one day. How would you, just imagine being that little boy there. He's got his little sack lunch there. He takes it to the Lord. The Lord asks him, he says, can I have your lunch? Can I borrow your lunch? Sure, I'll let you borrow it. And he takes that little lunch, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He sets back and he watches what the Lord does with it. Feeds 5,000 plus men and women with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Imagine if he had been stingy. No, it's mine! I'll just feed myself and you fend for yourself. But yet he got to see a great miracle that day. And he went home with a lot more food than when he left. He went on the trip with. You and I must be willing to lend to the Lord the blessings that God has given to us for His service. Because God can do so much more with what we have than we could. It says in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Way more than you and I could ever think. I can testify to that. Way more than we could ever think or imagine. Now you think about Hannah giving Samuel back to the Lord. How'd she do that? How did Hannah give Samuel back to the Lord? Hannah gave Samuel back to the Lord first in her heart. First in her heart. She went to the temple. She made a vow. She had a desire to do it. She says, oh Lord, if you'll just give me a son, I'll give him back to you. And she did that way before she ever presented Samuel before the Lord. You know why most people won't ever sacrifice? Hasn't gripped their heart. It's not in there. They don't want to do it. Oh, they might do some things. They might do the things they have to do. Well, I have to give. I have to do these things. But what about the things that you want to do? Do you want to give back to the Lord? Do you want to sacrifice for the Lord? Hannah wanted to. And then because she had the heart to do it, then it affected her actions. Then we see her going to the temple with the boy, and she's doing it. But it all started right here in the heart. She wanted to. That's the most important factor of anybody about anything. What are your desires? What do you want to do? Where is your heart? Do you want to serve God? It's your heart. Because from everything else, it flows from your heart. I'd like to end on this. What about God the Father? God the Father gave His only Son, 2,000 years ago. He gave Him on the cross to be a sacrifice for our sins on our behalf. When you see Jesus Christ hanging on the cross, or you know about Jesus Christ hanging on the cross, He's taking the penalty that belonged to us. That's why He died. He died for your sins and for our sins. And you think about Jesus, He held nothing back. He held nothing back. He gave His entire life. He died on the cross. He gave everything that He had for us. All of it. Why? To save us from our sins. That's why Jesus Christ came. To save us from our selfishness. To save us from our unrighteousness. To save us from our greed. To save us from our lust. To save us from our pride. That's why Jesus Christ came. To save us from our faithlessness. And to save us from hell. To save us from the penalty of sin. That's why Jesus Christ came. He came for a specific purpose. He died to make us a peculiar people. A special people unto Him. People that will be willing to sacrifice. Our sacrifice flows from His sacrifice. Are you willing to give what God has given to you? You better be making it a habit. Because when the big sacrifice comes, you won't do it. You better realize that God is gracious and everything comes from Him. Will you be willing to do it today? If you're not saved today, you've never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, please trust Him today. And if you're a Christian and you're already saved, keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the blessings that You've given to us. Lord, we thank You for the sacrifice that You made for us on our behalf 2,000 years ago. We pray that You would help us today to be Christians who give, Christians who sacrifice, to present ourselves to You as a living sacrifice. God, we pray, Father, that if there's somebody here who's not saved, they don't know You, they have never been saved, we pray that today would be the day that they trust You. And thank You for it. Lord, we love You and pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.